Welcome to the Silburn Show. With inspiration from today's special guest, I wanted to open today's show with some statistics on diabetes in the UK. There are approximately 4 million people diagnosed with diabetes in the UK. Of those approximate 4 million, 31,500 are under the age of 19. There's a further estimated 1 million people living in the UK with diabetes unaware of their conditions. Furthermore, more than 24,000 people a year die from diabetes due to preventable complications. With diabetes being more prevalent in people of color than other ethnicities, and more prevalent in those of African and Asian descent. Despite International Diabetes Awareness Month being in November, I think awareness and recognition should be all year round, being that it is a national and worldwide epidemic, and this is for a disease that is extensively preventable, manageable, and one that doesn't have to be a death sentence. Join the conversation. Have you or someone you know been diagnosed with diabetes? And how has it affected and continue to affect their lives? Share your comments below or on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram with hashtag SilburnTV. Joining us today, we have professional chef and author of the revolutionary book, The Inspired Diabetic, Mr. Lyndon Wishart. Sir Wishart, how are you doing today?
Very much.
You see, thank I can call you simple. Sir Wishart, you know?
I should call you Sir Sidi.
No.
It's an honor and privilege to be here with you today. Well, thank you
fantastic.
For inviting me.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about your journey and I said I have to get you on the red chair just to hear your story because it is very inspiring, Lyndon.
Thank you.
And I know somebody from Jamaica there. It's called Wishart. What is that? Wishart?
No, I'm a Wishart.
You're a Wishart?
Yeah,
so
I'm a Wishart.
You take about H, you know? Yeah. Well, listen, tell us a little about your background and the motivation behind the Inspired Diabetic.
Basically, my background, I'm Jamaican descent. My mother's Jamaican, father's Jamaican.
Yes.
Born in UK, England, London, Bethnal Green, to be honest with you, Hackney.
Yes.
Grew up in Tottenham all my life. And I'm married with 4 children.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's Polish. Uh-huh. And I'm very excited about my future with them. The symptoms that I went through is very emotional. I do get emotional when I talk about things like this. In the beginning, when I diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
And just to clarify, you're a diabetic.
Yeah, I was a diabetic.
You're not a diabetic.
I'm not a diabetic no more. Okay. I'm not diabetic no more.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is, like you said before, I'm a professional chef for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, I was working in the kitchens and I was eating foods every day. I was working in the pastry section and on a day-to-day basis, I'd be working like 12 hours, 13 hours a day.
Yeah.
So in the morning, I'll start maybe about 7 o'clock. It usually takes me about an hour, hour and a half to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd prepare myself a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yes.
The sachet ones with a latte in it. And the latte sachets normally have sugar in it already.
Right.
So I'd add some more sugar to it, maybe 2 to 3 teaspoons of sugar. And on top of that, I'll have honey to that as well.
Yes.
The reason why I'd add honey to it is because I went to a honey farm in 2014, October 2014, and basically they said, when you drink honey, have honey in your foods, it helps to prevent hay fever.
Okay.
So that's one of the things. But they said to take local honey, which is much better for you.
Mm.
So I went to investigate to get local honey, but local honey was so expensive,
yes.
I just had to go to the off-the-shelf honey.
Yeah.
So I was just pouring it in my porridge, my tea, my cornflakes, everything. And on top of that, I'd have like three slices of bread with loads of jam on it as well. And I'd be drinking and eating it on the way to work in the mornings.
Yeah.
And one of the things that irritated me is that I had stomach pains as well in the mornings.
That's while you were drinking or not?
Yeah. I had stomach pains and I don't know why I had stomach pains. It was very uncomfortable at times. And it came to the day when I was working one day and we get to work, we got loads of cakes to cut.
Yeah.
We cut the cakes, we take off the trimmings. Instead of putting the trimmings in the dustbin or giving them to staff, I'd be picking on the trimmings.
You had a sweet tooth then?
A very sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I work in a pastry section, so one of the things is where the desserts are my weakness.
Mm.
You know, so when I was eating lots of desserts, the accumulation of sugar within my system, I had all the symptoms. I was always tired.
Yes.
I was running to the toilet on a regular basis. One of the examples was we had a toilet in the same building that I was working in, but about 200 metres down the road, there was another building, but they wouldn't let us use the toilet in the building that we was in because we have what we call tastings, so we have clients coming in, so they wanted to keep that toilet away from the chefs. Mm-hmm. So I never used to be able to get to the other toilet. I used to have to get to the one in the same building. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So regular urinating was one of the symptoms. I always had numbness within my toes and my fingers as well.
Yes.
Always being thirsty as well. And it was just a combination of things that one day I just didn't feel right within myself.
Yes.
My numbers wasn't adding up because when we're working out recipes mm-hmm. for cakes, you'll be working out figures, you'll be times in the recipes and you think, why is this number not right? 1 and 1 is 2, but I'm thinking 3, 4.
So what was causing that then?
I think one of the things you get with diabetes is blurred vision mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So my eyes wasn't focusing properly mm-hmm. on a regular basis. So that's one of the things. And mentally, my mind wasn't conscious of what I was doing all the time. Yeah. And I was always conscious of people watching me in the kitchen. Yeah. So I was very nervous at times to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Yes, yes, yes. That's interesting. And so what was the key factor then? Because they said, no, following the diet and lifestyle changes you've curated, you cured type 2 diabetes. But how did you, or when did you know that you had diabetes?
That was a wake-up day for me.
Yeah.
When I went to the doctors, it was a miracle because on that day, when I wasn't feeling well, I went to the doctors, I called the doctors, in the afternoon, and miraculously they answered, you know, and they gave me an appointment for the same afternoon.
Yeah.
So I rang them maybe about 1, 2 o'clock, and about 5:30 they said, come in to have an appointment. And when I came in, they done a blood glucose test on me, and the blood glucose sugar levels was 15.9. Mm. A few days later, I had another blood test, and my HbA1c, which is a monitorization of the blood glucose in the last 3 months in your system, which the medical terms they use to check you, was 92 HbA1c. Mm-hmm. So I was like in the danger zone. I was in a red zone at that time. And when they told me that, I was frightened. I didn't understand what diabetes was at the time, type 2 diabetes. But to know that the look on my dietitian's eyes when she told me
showed you that something...
Something wasn't right.
So you mentioned type 2. So for some of my knowledge, type 1. What is it?
Type 1 is when a person, the insulin is not produced from the pancreas.
That's
type
serious.
1. That's more serious, yes.
Wow. And even type 2 made her raise her eyebrows at the same time.
Yes, 100%, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so type 2 is when my sugar levels was high.
Right,
it was very, very high.
Do you think then, was that a lot, what contributed a lot to that? Was it the eating of all these sweets?
Well,
I love sweet stuff.
Sweet stuff. The contribution to that was loads of, like I mentioned before, in the mornings, I was having the coffee, the bread with the jam, then I get to work with all the sugars. And during the lunch break, I'd go and get snacks.
Right.
Rather than having a...
Sweets,
more sweets.
Yes.
You buy a pack of crisps and a chocolate, and then you'll have a sweet drink with that as well.
So you've got a sweet mouth then?
I've got a very sweet mouth.
That's why you want. That's why you want.
Yes.
You married the lady.
Yeah. She's a sweet lady. So therefore, every day I was eating like pasta, rice, carbohydrates on a regular basis, potatoes, all these things just accumulated to me building my blood sugars in my body. So that's what causes the diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
It does. I was thinking also that type 2, that was something that once diagnosed was for life. Medically, we said that you have cured your diabetes or reversed the more severe element. Is it for life or you are changing? You went against that flow. As I always say, don't go with the flow.
I went against the flow in the sense that I done it naively.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it at the time because once they said to me that you are type 2 diabetes, they offered me medication. They went straight for the metformin. And I had a cousin who was type 1 diabetic, and he said to me, if you're diagnosed with diabetes, don't take the medication because there are side effects to it. Mm-hmm. But I was naive at the time. So when I was with my dietitian, I was saying, do I listen to the professional person or do I listen to my cousin? Mm-hmm. You know, who do I really trust? So my mind was in two things. And at that time, I was trembling, I was sweating because I needed to listen to my dietitian. Mm-hmm. I needed to listen to the professional people. But at the same time, I thought to myself, can I try without it so that I don't have the side effects? Mm-hmm. So I asked my dietitian, can I try? She said, okay, give it 3 weeks and see if you can reverse your sugars within 3 weeks.
Yes.
And I don't understand why, but within 3 weeks, I'm not supposed to be able to reduce my blood sugars for some reason, because every time you get a blood test, it's normally like every 6 months or every year you get a blood test to see what your levels are. So within that day, within 25 days, my first 25 days, I'd reversed my diabetes from numbers 92 down to 77.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in the next 28 days, I went from 77 down to 60. And that was out, I'd done it naturally. And the three things that I was doing at that time was my mindset, diet, and my exercise. And I was just focused on numbers because I'm a goal setter.
Yes.
So when I set my goals, I know what my targets were. When I hit 60, I wanted to be in 50s. I was upset with myself. I didn't hit 50s. You know.
I see where you're coming from. So you have obviously then, as according to what you have said, turn your lifestyle around by eating habits. But what were those eating habits prior, which we know you're a lot of sweets. What are some of those key eating habits then that contributed to where you are now, meaning, say, making it better? What were some of those key elements
that I was eating before?
No. We know what eating before, afterwards. Yeah.
Afterwards, I had a lot of support from family and friends.
Yes.
And one of the things they said to me, when you're reversing or you want to reduce your blood sugars, is to just drink water in the morning.
Yes.
Just drink water in the morning, go to the gym, exercise. Because I was overweight. I was a stone and a half overweight.
Yes.
And I was going 86, 87, going up. My weight was going up consciously. And the day when my mother told me, she said, Lyndon, your belly's getting big. I thought to myself,
is that good or bad?
That's bad. That is so bad.
Yeah.
So that was a wake-up call for my mother from there. Mm. So my diet from there was started to drink water in the morning, and I was fasting every day for 3 to 4 days a week, for 5 to 6 hours. Mm. I'd just have the water in the morning, and then I'd be adding like lemon, fresh lemon to my water as well, with because I had a fatty liver as well.
Yes.
And one of my friends said to me, if you drink lemon water, that will help reduce the fat around your liver. So I incorporated that. Mm. Then somebody told me about cayenne pepper as well. Cayenne pepper, I added it because in America, there's a lot of people, they use cayenne pepper as a dietary thing to lose weight.
So there's a lot then,
Yeah, there's a lot.
So what we'll do then is I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back about the book and some of the key elements. Because also there must be some sort of criticism, maybe, like of professionals to say, hang on a second, you're going against the flow. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break and we'll come back where we'll talk further with Mr. Lyndon Wishart on his quest to breaking the cycle of the norm. Thank you.
But if I said to you, Seymour, take from this list of ingredients, take what you want from it, and let's create a meal from it, you're going to enjoy that meal because every ingredient you like.
And hence the reason why you call it the inspired diabetic.
That's
because you want people to be inspired by things that they like, not just you saying, this is what you have to do.
Generate food, yes.
Right.
So specifically, I like people to eat a meal, breakfast, lunch and dinner, that they enjoy.
Hi, thanks for watching our video. If you like what you see, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and share and like. And don't forget to comment, but first subscribe.
Hi, my name is Lyndon Wishart. I've been on the Seelborn TV show today, and please subscribe to his website and to his YouTube channel.
It is not just about how to get out of diabetes, but it's how to have healthy eating. Am I right?
Yes, definitely.
Healthy eating.
Healthy eating, being fitter, well-being, wellness, and just creating a better lifestyle for yourself.
Like I'm fit,
Yeah, you're fit. You're good.
And I go to the gym.
Yeah?
But I've not seen it since about 3 months now.
Because it's in your home, that's why.
So ladies and gentlemen, do follow Lyndon and look out for the show. But importantly, follow his journey, follow his story. And as you know, as Caribbean persons, people of color, it is something that is more with us, isn't it?
100%, definitely, yeah.